Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Wednesday morning. Charges laid after standoff in Onapping. An overnight standoff in Onapping has resulted in a 47-year-old man being charged with possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose and careless use of a firearm under the Criminal Code of Canada. In a Tuesday morning news release, Greater Sudbury Police said the incident began at approximately 7 p.m. on September 5 when officers were dispatched to a residence on Glenview Avenue in Onapping in relation to a weapons complaint. Information provided to police was that individuals had been involved in a verbal argument outside a home, and as a result of the argument, a resident had returned with what was believed to be a firearm. GSPS patrol officers arrived in the area and set up containment of the home, while members of the emergency response unit arrived on scene in order to establish communications with the man who was inside the residence. Read the full story here. Lively man wins more than $700,000 in hospital. 50-50 draw. Corey McKevichus of Lively is the winner of the big prize for the August Health Sciences North 50-50 grand prize draw. HSN Foundation, Neo Kids Foundation, the Northern Cancer Foundation, and the HSN Volunteer Association have announced the August HSN 50-50 take-home jackpot of $705,580 was won by McKevichus with ticket #AA 10,746,250. For McKevichus, the win was completely unexpected and unreal. When I was told that I won the 50-50, it didn't sound real, said McKevichus. I started shaking and pacing, but I still had a full day of work ahead of me. It still hasn't really sunk in yet. McKevichus said for him the win was unbelievable, but he quickly added he would like to enjoy some traveling soon. Read the full story here. Pursuit. Luck? The Sudbury U12 Shamrocks don't need luck. The Sudbury U12 Shamrocks, defending Baseball Ontario Selects champions, knew they were in for a greater challenge when they made the jump to a level play this summer. Unfortunately, the first few months threw them a bit of a curveball. Three tournament appearances that resulted in three championship banners with zero losses along the way could have easily resulted in a team that was ill-prepared for what lay ahead as the locals hosted provincials for the second straight year this past weekend. We didn't get into many high-leverage situations during our season, noted head coach Richard Spadafora. His team earning all Ontario bragging rights for a second straight year. As a coaching staff, we tried to put kids in situations where we knew they would struggle, and we worked hard to allow them to work through those struggles. That was really our message. Message received. Read the full story here. Community cycling event planned for cancer patient Ashley Deeks. Many Sudburians are preparing to show their support for Ashley Deeks, a local paramedic and cyclist who was diagnosed earlier this year with multiple myeloma, a form of blood cancer. Friends have organized a community cycling event set for Sunday, September 11. Organizers are encouraging people to grab their bikes and head over to the Garson Arena to join Beacon 2022 Ride for Ashley on that day. Registration begins at 10 a.m. Organizers said the cycling event has something for everyone, with several riding loops for novice riders as well as those hard-pedaling pavement pounders who can handle the longer rides. The 60 Kelvin start time is 10 a.m. while the 20 Kelvin's route start time is 1 p.m. The 5 Kelvin's route start is at 1:30 p.m. Active bodybuilder, business owner, paramedic, cyclist, community supporter, beautiful daughter, sister, aunt, and partner. Ashley Deeks is a role model to many, and embodies the spirit of our community, is how friends have described her on the official website. Read the full story here. Jazz Sudbury all tuned up and ready to entertain. Jazz Sudbury has announced the lineup for shows on September 8th and September 9th, filled with award-winning sounds starting in La Grande Salle at Place des Arts. The full jazz festival runs from September 8th to September 10th. Opening the festival on September 8 at 7:15 p.m. is the Tivette Sella Quartet with John Roney. The Montreal-based alto saxophonist Tivette Sella brings a wealth of influences to his playing. The post-bopper's music is often drenched in heavy blues and the Middle Eastern inflections of his Israeli cultural heritage. He has released 6 albums to date. Tivette will be joined on stage by John Roney, piano; Mike Downs, bass; Mark Kelso, drums. On September 8, Tio Corinho performs with Flavia Nascimento, a one-of-a-kind Brazilian music ensemble. This ensemble is the first in Canada dedicated to performing Brazilian choro music, A primarily instrumental style originating in Rio de Janeiro that combines popular and classical European styles with Afro-Brazilian influences. It is the foundation of many modern Brazilian music styles whose infectiousness and universal appeal belies its musical complexity. Founded over a decade ago, and featuring Brazilian-born, Quebec-based vocalist Flavia Nascimento, the group performs frequently in Toronto and Southern Ontario and has toured in the U.S. Their debut album Cora Brazil earned 2 Canadian Folk Music Awards nominations, World Music Album of the Year and Instrumental Group of the Year. Read the full story here. Forecast promises a gorgeous day. Expect a glorious Wednesday if the forecast holds true. Today's high is expected to be 25 under sunny skies with a humidex value of 27. Fog patches will dissipate over the morning. Today's UV index is 7, or high. Tonight, the skies will be clear with a low of 13.